知行英语 Listen and share.
The Lullaby.摇篮曲。My mom was big on garage sales and wouldn't miss a Saturday morning to get me out of my deep slumber to go along with her. My neighbors were having their annual garage sale along with three other families. My mom caught a glimpse of three-foot porcelain doll before I did. She decided to purchase it for me, since at the time I was a doll collector. I had never owned such a beautiful masterpiece. She stood tall, showing an air of confidence. Her dark human-like hair hung in loose curls around her almost angelic face. The attire consisted of a formal evening gown.Immaculate in detail. The dark material formed nicely around the torso and flared out from the waist down into a full skirt of deep green velvet trimmed with fine lace. I was ecstatic with a new addition to my collection and spent the remainder of the day showing her off to my friends. I went to bed that night feeling contentment. I set the doll, which I had named Sarah,onto the shelf alongside of my other possessions. I turned off the light and fell asleep almost instantly. It seemed only a couple of minutes when I was awakened by a voice singing. It was a high soprano voice, almost like a voice of an angel. It was singing some kind of a lullaby. A lullaby that a mother would sing to her newborn child.I sat up straight in my bed, not sure where the voice was coming from. Mama 很喜欢在旧货市场买东西。每个周六早晨，她都会把我从美梦中叫醒，和她一起去逛旧货市场。我们的邻居正和另外三个家庭进行他们一年一度的旧货出售活动。妈妈先于我看到了一个3英尺高的瓷娃娃，她决定给我买那个娃娃，因为当时我正在收集各式玩偶，我还没有像这么漂亮的娃娃呢。她身形较高，感觉很自信。她乌黑的如同真人般的卷发垂在天使般的面庞，她的衣服是一套正式的晚装，细节做得很漂亮。深色衣料贴合地裹着上半身，腰部以下是带着漂亮蕾丝花边的深绿色天鹅绒裙子。我为这个新的收藏品而着迷，那天剩下的时间我就一直拿着它向朋友们炫耀。当晚我倍感满足地上床睡觉，我给娃娃取名莎拉，把它和我其他的收藏品一起放在架子上。我关了灯，很快就进入了梦乡。几分钟后我就被一阵歌声吵醒，是女高音，听着就像天使的声音似的。她唱的是摇篮曲，是那种妈妈唱给新生婴儿的摇篮曲。我从床上坐起来，不确定声音是从哪儿传来的。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。My mom was big on garage sales and wouldn't miss a Saturday morning to get me out of my deep slumber to go along with her. 妈妈很喜欢在旧货市场买东西。每个周六早晨，她都会把我从美梦中叫醒，和她一起去逛旧货市场。My neighbors were having their annual garage sale along with three other families.我们的邻居正和另外三个家庭进行他们一年一度的旧货出售活动。My mom caught a glimpse of 3-foot porcelain doll before I did. 妈妈先于我看到了一个3英尺高的瓷娃娃。She decided to purchase it for me. Since at the time, I was a doll collector. 她决定给我买那个娃娃。因为当时我正在收集各式玩偶。I had never owned such a beautiful masterpiece. 我还没有像这么漂亮的娃娃呢。She stood tall, showing an air of confidence. 她身形较高，感觉很自信。Her dark human-like hair hung in loose curls around her almost angelic face. 她乌黑的如同真人般的卷发垂在天使般的面庞。The attire consisted of a formal evening gown, immaculate in detail. 她的衣服是一套正式的晚装，细节做得很漂亮。The dark material formed nicely around the torso and flared out from the waist down into a full skirt of deep green velvet trimmed with fine lace.
深色衣料贴合地裹着上半身，腰部以下是带着漂亮蕾丝花边的深绿色天鹅绒裙子。
I was ecstatic with a new addition to my collection and spent the remainder of the day showing her off to my friends.
我为这个新的收藏品而着迷，那天剩下的时间我就一直拿着它向朋友们炫耀。
I went to bed that night feeling contentment.
当晚我倍感满足地上床睡觉。
I set the doll, which I had named Sarah, onto the shelf alongside of my other possessions.
我给娃娃取名莎拉，把它和我其他的收藏品一起放在架子上。
I turned off the light,and fell asleep almost instantly.
我关了灯，很快就进入了梦乡。
It seemed only a couple of minutes when I was awakened by a voice singing.
几分钟后，我就被一阵歌声吵醒。
It was a high soprano voice, almost like a voice of an angel.
是女高音，听着就像天使的声音似的。
It was singing some kind of a lullaby. A lullaby,that a mother would sing to her newborn child.
她唱的是摇篮曲，是那种妈妈唱给新生婴儿的摇篮曲。
I sat up straight in my bed, not sure where the voice was coming from.
我从床上坐起来，不确定声音是从哪儿传来的。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Garage sale. Garage
意思是车库，这个词顾名思义，就是在车库里面卖东西。在西方国家， Garage sale 是处理旧货最流行的方式了。它指的是现场旧货出售，就是在出售者家中现场出售使用过的家用器具和衣服。
Air
这个词可以表示空气，但这里可不是这个意思，而是表示样子、神情。比如说
He shows a concerned air,
他表现出关心的样子。
Curl
这个词可以表示卷曲，这里是做一个名词，表示卷发。比如说
The hairdresser curled her hair,
理发师将她的头发卷起来。染发是 dyed hair, 如果是马尾辫的话就是 ponytail, 而编辫子我们则用 braid 这个词。比如说她今天把头发编成了两条麻花辫，我们就可以说
She makes her hair into 2 braids today.
Consist of 由什么构成，相当于 be made up of,
be composed of.
来看一个例子。
The city consists of 4 countries and 5 districts.
这个城市包含4县5区。
Consist
这个词还可以表示存在的意思，这时它和介词 in 连用。比如说
The excellence of the novel consists in its ending.
这本小说的精彩之处就在结尾。当 consist 与 with 连用的时候，又是另外一种含义了，表示一致。来看一个例子。
Theory should consist with practice.
理论应该和实践相一致。
Ecstatic
狂喜的，入迷的，通常我们说 be ecstatic with. 比如
Eddie is ecstatic over his new train set.
Eddie 对他的新玩具火车着了迷， show off, 卖弄炫耀。例如 she likes to show off her wealth by wearing dresses with famous brands. 她总穿名牌衣服来炫耀她的钱财。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。